I'm breaking radio silence, and it feels good. It's been a few days now since I've made any media of any sorts to, or with the intention of sending it out on the internet anyway. I've taken photographs, so I very rarely stop taking pictures and shooting a bit of video. I'm on holiday, you see, so I've had an inordinate amount of downtime, possibly more so forced by my locality, which, if I'm totally honest, makes a very, very nice change and very conducive to having a rest. At this moment in time, I'm stood in, an isolated spot, a very well-hidden church called St. Andrew's at Gunton Hall. I'm not sure whether or not I'll ever get this audio boo out anywhere within 100 miles of this place. It appears that I have a 3G signal here. I think the front of this very unusual, and it is really unusual, the only church of its kind by this particular designer, whose name escapes me, in the country. And certainly the only one of his buildings in Norfolk. And it's very Parthenon-ish, I guess. Big pillars, massive front porch area. And I think that's acting like a parabolic dish, because there's obviously no, well, not necessarily obvious. You'd have to be here to realise I'm standing in the centre of a massive park opposite a beautiful stately home, huge hall. No 3G signal, as far as I could gather, anywhere in the area. I've got to thank Mark Rock for giving me the heads up for this place. It's just astoundingly gorgeous. Deer and all kinds of wildlife and animals, and the flora and fauna is phenomenal. I'm constantly stumbling upon new and interesting bits and bobs in the area. I guess because my grandparents, when they were alive, lived in Norfolk, and I used to go to Hunstanton and Snettisham and Ingoldisthorpe and Heacham and Dursingham, where they lived, which was next to Sandringham. I just thought Norfolk was primarily just full of old people. It's full of some pretty beautiful spots and places, as well as old people, but there are some young people around as well, I've since found out. This church, like I say, must be acting like some kind of parabolic dish and drawing in 3G from some distant antenna. So I found this square meter hotspot that I'm currently sat in with the dog. Maybe I can upload this if you're hearing this way after the time that I recorded it, and the geotag is somewhere in Northamptonshire, then obviously it didn't work. But who cares? I've had a great few days. We'll be heading back soon. And really enjoyed spending some time here with the family. It's incredible when you look at the estate in itself to think that a family lived here, and the dwellings in the area tended to be staff associated with maintaining the grounds. I mean, these people were uber rich. I'm not sure who owns it now or whether or not it's owned by individuals or groups of people. I understand it was restored and the grounds are being restored by a group of people, but wow, the mind boggles at such phenomenal wealth. Well, just walking around the ground, I found a treehouse which had mains electricity going to it, which I thought was a little bit extravagant, and obviously a new addition. All kinds of strange follies that you come across when walking in the woods. And just an all-round beautiful location. It's taken me a few days to get into a restful frame of mind and just let everything else kind of slip away. But yeah, it's good. Just as I start to relax, it's going to be time to head back into the maelstrom and the chaos that is a normal working environment. So, an afternoon stroke evening, just to absorb a little bit more of this beautiful surrounding. And maybe have a few more beers. Oh yeah, and wine. Mustn't forget the wine.